play time tonight. What were your impressions of the first game?
You know what? It's weird. Three power plays to start the game. Really not what you really want, just because you want to get all the guys going in the game and get the flow going. You know what? We had our chances. A lot of little mistakes to be expected, and a little bit of conditioning. We got a little tired at times. But, you know, we'll watch the tape tomorrow and address the boys on Monday.
Do you expect those little mistakes when you're teaching a new system and have a bunch of new guys to integrate?
Yeah, I do, and I think some of the mistakes came from conditioning. You know, we got tired at times. The game went in waves. I think some of the penalties in the third period, you can't really give them a 5-on-3 to start the third period, so that obviously hurt us. And, you know, we came back at the end of the second, and then to have to do it again, you know, it was going to be difficult.
You tilted the ice pretty good on them in the first. Would you say it was conditioning and penalty trouble that sent it back the other way after that?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, second period, obviously, it's a long change, and they had a couple waves on us and kind of wore us out. And I think just the amount of ice time the guys got and being a little bit out of shape, you know, eventually took its toll.
You mentioned this morning that none of your D had played at all. I mean, Pody's had the most pro experience in the last 8 months. Do you think that was a factor at all?
You know what? I thought they tried. Obviously, Carly and Alsner played great. You know, it was very difficult for the guys. You know, so many minutes, and you know, like we talked about the new system. You know, first game, so a lot of little factors. But the guys tried hard, and that's what I asked from them before the game.
How tough is it to have a team develop chemistry, understand it, everything they need to understand from your system, and have that communication down on the fly in games?
It's tough. It's going to take the guys a while, you know, and we've talked about that, and hopefully we can win enough games until it becomes automatic. You know, tonight wasn't our night, but there's a lot of positives in the game, you know, and we'll talk about that on Monday.
Do you have an update on Jack Hillen?
You know, upper body injury, don't know, you know, haven't really had a chance to talk to Smitty yet.
Well, I guess there was an advantage to that you dressed 7D and you were able to roll 3.
Yeah, of course I didn't want it to be like that, but having that extra D was part of the, you know, that was part of the reasoning.
What do you think of Braden Holtby's performance tonight?
You know what, I don't fault Holtz at all on the goals. I think it was more all of us. And, you know, he played hard. You know, once again, I'll talk to the goalie coach and we'll evaluate that on Monday.
A couple players talked about swinging in the defensive zone. Is that something that we'll be reminded constantly that that's something you can't do in this game?
Yeah, you know, in all zones, you know, we can't swing. And I think that comes from conditioning. You know, to stop and wait and go again takes, you know, way more energy than just continually moving. And I think that was part of the deal. And some of the holes get created because of that. And, you know, our penalty killing, we give up a couple goals. We can't do that.
Is the conditioning going to get fixed automatically, or is that something you have to maybe drill the guys a little bit differently in the next week?
That's a tough call. It really is, and I think that's the same for every team. I think going into our building will help. You know, you feel a little better in your own barn. Get a couple games under your belt will certainly help. But, you know, we play 4 games in a week, so, you know, when do you try and catch up? It's tough.
Is that why a lot of the teaching will take place in the film room?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.